Hey everyone, in this episode, we're going to talk about the real reasons you need to podcast.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? It is your man, your host, Jay Wong, in the house today. Hope you're all having an amazing day, an amazing night whenever you are tuning into this. If this is your first time here, welcome, welcome. This is the place where we discuss how to build up the legacy that you want, to choose legacy over currency, and ultimately to be the best version of yourself, to be able to step into that in the moments of life that matter the most. And we do this every single week. We try to come to you as consistently as possible, and I've been hiring a lot of more people and putting some systems in place so that I could be more consistent. Now, something happened last week that I wanted to share with you, and it really made me reflect on the real reasons we podcast and the real reasons we actually even create content to begin with, because I think a lot of times we get lost in the vanity metrics of it. Now, for context, some of you know that my business revolves around helping entrepreneurs and business owners, just like yourself, establish their authority through launching their own top-rated podcast. We have found that podcasting is not just the medium of the future, but it is a powerful one to communicate your story, to do what I say, put a voice behind your products and services, and ultimately put a voice behind your movement. And sometimes we get lost in the vanity metric side of things. As business owners, we're always looking at, you know, is this creating a conversion for me? Is this creating revenue for me? And that, you know, we get asked a lot of times, like, how do you monetize it? How do you get it ranking? Like, how do I make sure that I do the right collaborations? And those are all great questions. It's actually what gets, you know, the curiosity's peaked so that you could even open yourself up to podcasting. But if you really go back, and only a few years ago, and I even remember when I first started podcasting, I didn't know anything about making money online or conversions. I honestly simply wanted to, one, get my message out there, two, collaborate with my own heroes, people that I either looked up to or I admired their work, and I wanted to find a way to just give thanks to them. And honestly, that was it. Like, those were the two biggest reasons. I wanted to interview my own heroes, and I wanted to figure out what my message was and get it out there. And if you've been following the podcast for any length of time, you know that I've always tried to strive and be honest with each and every single one of you to share what's going on with us behind the scenes as a company, as I'm growing, as I'm figuring out things. We just did like a master class a couple weeks ago in terms of the lessons that I learned, that I discovered while I invested over $20,000 in events and in my own business development, my personal development. So, you know, the whole idea of sharing content, I think that for me was the genesis of podcasting before it became a business, before it was about conversions. And the reason I bring all this up is because last week I was invited to do a round two interview with a good friend and a fellow podcaster of mine. His name is Angel Jones. And he runs a podcast called The 12-Minute Convo, where he's interviewed over 2,000 business owners, entrepreneurs, creators. And it's pretty fascinating when you just think of the sheer amount of people. But let me tell you, from someone who is a professional that interviews, you know, millionaires and billionaires and New York bestsellers, Angel Jones is second to none when it comes to the interview games. He could get done in 12 minutes what it would take probably me an hour to get through, to cut through. And he's pretty much a master at that 12-minute conversation. So him and his wife, very lovely wife, Amanda, it's always so good seeing her. they are originally from Trinidad and Tobago. He filmed all these and recorded all these podcasts in like his bedroom in Trinidad. And what they started doing is they wanted to actually engage with the person on the other side of the mic, and they wanted to meet them in real life. They wanted to actually engage with these business owners and these content creators. And so what they did is they got a pretty much an extra large SUV, and they are currently touring around North America and Canada, creating, they're in, you know, different, like a different city every like 2-3 days, and they are going to meet face to face with these content creators, these business owners, these real life individuals that have these amazing stories, these amazing insights, and they are valuing the conversation and they're valuing that relationship. And, you know, when I sat down with him last week, he interviewed me, and you know, I was so moved by his whole movement and what he was doing. And, you know, sometimes him and his wife, you know, they would share a meal together because, you know, obviously it's quite expensive to just travel from different cities, from place to place. And, you know, sometimes they would sleep in the car if they didn't have anyone to host them. And we were at this this one place that's about 30, 35 minutes away from where I'm living in Vancouver. I almost said Toronto there. In Vancouver. And it was so nice of this one couple. They were hosting them. And this is what they're doing. Every place they're going, someone is reaching out. Someone is saying, hey, come stay with us for a few days. So that way they don't have to pay for an Airbnb or a hotel or a motel, whatever the case is. And they've been so good with their money. They've been so good and going through all these trials and tribulations just for these conversations. And so it reminded me and it really moved me in some way. So I said, you know, Angel, why are you doing this? Like, why did you think that this was a good idea, you know? And not to say that it's not a good idea, but why did you undertake, you know, this type of journey? And, you know, he brought out a couple great themes. And, you know, one of the things that he talked about was that podcasting as a medium was in a lot of ways meant for the amateur broadcaster. You know, it was a way that you could be raw and be, you know, not perfect, and the sound is not, you know, amazing all the time, and maybe, you know, you're not so amazing as a storyteller in the beginning, but the platform gave you a way to find your message. The platform gave you a way to figure out what you wanted to say, to get better, to grow with your audience. And it really reminded me of myself, of when I first started and how scared I was and how much I didn't know and how little confidence I had in myself, in my voice, you know, in the way that I can storytell and I can interview. And I'm not saying that I'm a master at any of these skills. I'm just saying these are some of the skills that I'm passionate about that I look to improve every single day, especially as a communicator, especially as a speaker, and especially as someone that runs a business teaching others how to podcast. Those are the things that I look at myself and I say, how can I improve on those things? How can I give my all and pour my heart, my skills into this one unique ability, right? That's just on a personal level. So, you know, that was one thing. He said the platform has evolved to the stage where, you know, now there's so much money flooding in from Netflix and Alexa and Google and everybody, right? That the level is getting higher and higher. Like, for you to have a podcast these days, you need to be awesome. Like, you need to be great. I remember we had John Lee Dumas, Entrepreneur on Fire, on. You can go back and look at that interview if you want. I think he said this live. He said, you know, Jay, if I would have launched the time that you launched with the same guest, right? One of the biggest podcasts ever, right? And he does like daily uploads. I think he switched recently. But, you know, if he said, if I did the same thing that I did 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, same guests, same upload schedule, same everything, same quality, right? He goes, guarantee you, if I launched today, I wouldn't do as well as I did 4 years ago. And I said, why? Is it because the algorithm changed? Is it because the guests are not relevant anymore? Is it because, I don't know, like you weren't that good? He's like, yeah, that's exactly it. I need to be so much better today, right? So for everyone that's podcasting, the level is getting higher and higher. But what Angel was saying was that the medium maybe was never meant for that, right? In a lot of ways, it was meant for the amateur-ish content creator that was just getting used to the sound of their voice, was just getting started playing around with content creation, storytelling, right? And I really resonate with that. I thought long and hard about that. And, you know, another thing that he said around podcasting was the relationships. You know, it was the people that you're connecting with. It wasn't necessarily always about connecting with the biggest and baddest millionaire or new seven-figure earner or eight-figure earner. It wasn't always about connecting with your favorite author, though that is something that you could do. Sometimes it's about interviewing your neighbor, you know, who has this amazing story that him or her has never shared. You know, maybe it's about interviewing one of your parents about them growing up and, you know, their stories as a youth. Maybe it's interviewing a parent, right? Maybe it's interviewing your child. And it's about capturing that moment in time, that maturity level, the language that you're using, the way that you were thinking. And it's about capturing that, the pure essence of that moment that you have with that person. And even as I'm talking now, I reflect on that and I think, you know, what are we doing all this for, right? Like, you know, isn't part of creating your legacy, isn't part of creating content being not just selfish, but creating content for yourself in some ways, right? Because you want it, you need it. And because of the power of the internet, it's amazing because now we have the power to share it. And that's even better. You know what I mean? Like I could interview a New York bestseller or a billionaire, or I can interview my grandma to learn about what life was like 80, 90 years ago, right? And her trials and tribulations of coming to Canada and figuring out how to grow a family of seven individuals. Like is there no value in that story, right? Like would my grandkids enjoy hearing that story about her and that struggle? And so it's something, you know, that And as I'm trying to share this with you, I realize I probably should have written down some more notes. But, you know, those were two things that really spoke to me on a deeper level than just an interview. You know, and it got me to try to think about what is the content that I'm actually creating? You know, what is, like, why did I even start doing this? Like, why did you start creating content? You know, is it because someone said you got to do Insta stories every single day or you got to go Facebook Live every single day and now you're doing it? Like, is it a chore for you to do it? Like, are you just trying to count all the conversions? Like, do you know, right? One of the episodes we did recently, it's like, do you know that sometimes it feels like no one's listening, but you just never know, you know, the impact that you're creating for someone. So it was absolutely amazing. And I wanted to share both those points with you that, you know, around podcasting, you know, being this playing ground for you cultivating your voice, cultivating your message, figuring out who your tribe is, figuring out. And honestly, I didn't know any of these things. And I feel like I'm still figuring out all those things. And second, it's the opportunity to be able to record your own breakthroughs, to be able to record a time and place with someone to celebrate a certain milestone, to capture joy or stupidity, or to capture the rawness of one moment. And Andrew Jones understands that. He's a podcaster that gets the essence of why podcasting is important, of why you should have a podcast for no other reason than personal development. It is the number one life hack that has ever happened with me, where I was able to, from a business perspective, infiltrate different networks, get to speak on different stages, has created a six-figure plus business out of it because of all the things I know around podcasting. That's amazing. But from a personal standpoint, from just getting a chance to do this, sitting down once or twice a week to get a chance to reflect, to dive deeper into what is it that I'm actually trying to create, to force myself to get clear on the messages. And sometimes it doesn't come out. I don't, if you've listened to some of the episodes, some of them probably not that good. I don't know, right? But some of them I'm like, yeah, that was amazing, you know? And I think that's what it needs to be. Like every time you create content, it needs to be like, I'm upping the bar for myself this week. You know, I'm upping the bar. I went I went to a different place. You know, I shared something that I didn't even know I had to share. You know what I mean? And I think that's the essence of true podcasting. It's that it's having that balance of both. You know, I remember I saw Tony Robbins speak the first couple years ago, and when he like came to Toronto, and he says it's about, let's see if I can get this right, it's like the art of fulfillment and the science of achievement, right? He says if you can nail down the science of achievement and the art of fulfillment, then you will be a master of life, right? That's more or less the premise, right? And if you do one, let's say you do the art of fulfillment and not the other, then you're going to be really fulfilled, but eventually you're going to resent yourself because you haven't figured out how to achieve maybe the revenues that you want or the impact that you want, right? But you're like really fulfilled, you know what I mean? So you're like hyper grateful every single day. You're like, and I'm not saying like that shouldn't be one version of happiness, but let's say you see a lot of cases where you have, you know, top, you know, celebrities or top athletes or, you know, people that you would deem to be successful and, you know, or startup founders, and they go and they commit suicide, right? And it's because they nailed down the science of achievement. They figured out how to achieve things, things that you can only dream of, but they never figured out the fulfillment side. They never figured out the happiness equation for them. They never figured out what it is that they were expecting from themselves, right? So, you know, I think it's a balance of the both. I think you have to balance the art form of it and the business side of it. Because if you don't, then your message will stay limited to the 100 or 200 or 5, whatever, how many people that you have within your network, it will stay limited to there. And the responsibility of you as a leader, as a messenger, as someone that is gonna step up and lead your family, lead your community, lead yourself, lead the people around you. And if you have this in you, I highly encourage you to have a podcast. And, you know, I know it probably comes across a little biased, but it is what needs to happen for you to be able to, at the very minimum, you don't even need to publish it. Just have the audio file so you can share it with your children down the line, right? It's kind of like writing a book in some ways, you know? Some people think it's quite cathartic to go through that process, to take out the nuggets, you know, the wisdom that they have obtained over time. And it's a matter of sharing that. So I share my journey with you as openly as I can, maybe sometimes too much. Maybe it's not in the right form, and maybe I'm not the best storyteller or content creator. I'm definitely open to that. But as I move into this next stage, you know, I think there's something to be done with our community. And I've thought long and hard about how to be able to give back to Angel Jones, because, you know, if someone who's going through this, I don't even know which city he's in now, but I know that he's making his way back to Florida. And he sent me a link because I asked him, where could we go and support your mission? And he sent me this GoFundMe campaign. It's gofundme.com/12-minute-convos with an S. And they're about $5,300 away from their funding goal, right? And I know Angel and his wife Amanda, they take such good care of the money that I know so much of this goes into not just their production, but really just the way that they're getting around. And, you know, they were sharing with me, sometimes they would sleep at like rest stops and, you know, they would just, you know, share a couple meals together because they wanted to keep costs low. So this is what we're going to do as a community. And I don't want anyone to, you know, if you want to just give from the bottom of your heart, you could definitely do that. But I don't necessarily believe, I think that we should always lead with value. And because I just made this ginormous rant on, you know, how you should have a podcast, for those of you that are interested in starting a podcast, what we did a little while ago is we had this workshop. It was $297, and it was me going through pretty much my high-end course, but in a more condensed fashion. In about 3-4 hours, we didn't cover every specific topic, but we covered kind of like in broad strokes, right? But it's done in about 3 hours because we went deep on certain topics like branding, like technology, like getting the right guests on, how do you interview of you? What are the things that you need to do? What's like the 80-20 rule of podcasting, right? So, and if you don't want to necessarily go through a course or go through our intensive or hire a company to do it for you, I will give you access to that training worth $297. You didn't have to attend live. You can get all the entire recording of it and the entire breakdown of it if you make a donation of minimum $40 towards Angel Jones and his community at his GoFundMe page, just so we can try to get him a little closer to our goal. I think as a community, we need to be doing things like this more to not just give back and not just be a nice person or what have you. There's no charity donation out of this. This is something that if you wanted to get access to a training, think of it as a massive, massive discount. I'm not keeping any of the proceeds. What I'm going to get you to do is if you donate a minimum $40, if you want to do 50, if you want to do 100, if you want to do 297, that's great as well. Send me a print screen of how you donate. You don't need a, you can clue out the amount, just make sure it kind of shows me a minimum 40. I don't know exactly how you could do it, but send me a receipt of it and I will have someone on my team give you access to that training. And it's my way of saying thanks for being a great leader. Thanks for being a great change maker. It's my way of giving back some knowledge and hopefully helping you on your way of sharing your message and getting your podcast up and running. And it's our way as a community to be able to help out someone that is in need, that is doing something that's beyond themselves, that they are on a mission. And I respect that beyond most things, because someone who's on a mission, you know, I admire that type of tenacity, that type of determination, that type of, I'm going to make this happen no matter what. And I think we should celebrate that. So as a community, think of this as one of the first moves that we do to muster up some funds to help someone in need. And I hope to do more of these in the future. Who knows? Maybe we'll partner with a charity organization, or we're going to find something that's aligned with our community. But that's the name of the game, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you got some value out of this. At the very least, go check out the interview I did with Angel Jones. Maybe I'll upload the one as a second episode. And I really encourage you. I'll link to everything. But if you are listening to this, it is gofundme.com/12-minute-convos, and 12 is 1-2, so 12-minute convos with an S. You'll see Angel there with all these people that he's interviewed in the past, and I'm going to make a donation myself, and I'd love to have you on my side joining me and helping our brother in need. So I appreciate each and every single one of you. I hope you're all having an amazing week. If you are new here, if you got any value out of this, please give us some rating and give us a honest review. Love for you to be able to share this with anyone that needs to hear this, or maybe just needs to start a podcast. Heck, I mean, $40. I mean, you can get them going with this online training, and that will at least give them the basic knowledge to get rolling. It was more than I had when I first started, so I know it will make a world of difference for them. I appreciate each and every single one of you, and until next time, we will talk to you then. Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.